You can have consciousness of life. And the difference between living and being aware of the fact that you are life can't be compared. But you have to be willing to be in your body. You have to be willing to know that you're alive, not think about being alive. You have to be actually willing to be alive with all that it entails. With all that it entails. You don't live because you reject what consciousness entails. You begin to understand that just living is dying. It's wrapped up in it. There's no escaping the fact that living and dying are the same thing. Consciousness holds living and dying. It is a kingdom unto itself, above and beyond the manifestation of passing time in a body and its mind. When you meditate, try to remember that what you want to do is be aware of yourself, not try to do something when you're meditating. If you'll be conscious of yourself, everything else that you need will come to you. Actually, you'll find it was already there. But you must go there. You must be the prodigal son to the far extreme of life, to where he was no different than the animals, the animal spirit, just life, and back to the Ruach Adonai, back to the living breath that holds these things that we're interested in. But you must make the choice.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.